You don't need a name and bright lights. You're a rock star in some tin foil with a glass pipe. Is your guitar? Now, yes, it is.
And we're back for our final segment this morning on Morning Cannolis. We're talking today in solemn memory, in pensive thought, about the victims of the Sikh temple shooting on August 5th of 2012. And right before the break, I was describing once again the specific incidents that happened that morning. This absolutely, positively amazing response from law enforcement in Oak Creek. Brian Murphy wrestling with the shooter, taking himself 15 bullets to his body. He believed at the time that he was going to die. And he would tell you that he was hearing from his sister, who he had lost just months before that, and calling him home that time as he was in the parking lot there. Brian brought to a police car, brought to the hospital in the course of some amazing work by his medical staff and his doctors, retained not only the vitality of his life, but now reinvigorated to talk about what happened that morning, including his heroism. He wouldn't call it that, but all the rest of us will, in bringing this shooter finally to an end. Also by Sam Lenda, who fired this shot, who brought him down. The shooter then did commit suicide in that moment, and the entire event over. But needless to say, a huge amount of law enforcement response, not just from Oak Creek, from throughout southeastern Wisconsin, throughout places throughout the state of Wisconsin, federal, state law enforcement, local law enforcement coming to the scene, from northern Illinois as well, other places around the country, arriving to ask the question, how can I help? And equally, civilian organizations, victim witness support groups, all sorts of civilian organizations of various kinds showing up and saying, how can I assist? How can I help? And to Joe's point right before the break, talking about the ways in which this community responded in this incredibly positive way to this absolutely terrible tragedy that happened. I mentioned that Dr. Dhaliwal immediately said, we forgive this shooter for what he had done, even as, quite literally, the results of his horrific event are still there at the Gurdwara for a number of days. Eventually, the FBI, others do the investigation there, discover that Page, although he did have these connections, he did have these connections to others in the area, in the Hammerskin, a white supremacist group, acted alone that day, and so no one to prosecute, but nonetheless an awful lot of lessons to be learned, including what happens next, as I'm indicating here this morning as well. A huge commitment by the congregation, including what it did a year later, and every year since that time has organized a reflection, a time of reverent thought about what happened, every single year inviting the community in. At the five-year mark, likewise, had an anniversary celebration, and this weekend, once again, reestablishing for everyone to see, to invite all of us to be a part of this time of reflection, and you can go there right now, beginning at 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock this afternoon, this Charity Kalak community event, right there at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin, 7512 South Howell Avenue, groups of people organized to provide you with information, insight, how you can get involved, a great number of workshops by adults, by young people, talking about ways in which we can move forward from this inside the Gurdwara itself. If you have never been there, this is the time to do it. You can go at any time. And again, consistent with the general view of open doors, Gurdwara, meaning the house of the gurus, four doors of every single Gurdwara around the planet, around the state of Wisconsin, every place else there's a Gurdwara, four doors. Doors meant to be open, to invite you in, and that is the invitation made even in this moment by the leadership of the Gurdwara in Oak Creek to be there and participate in these events, starting in just a few moments at 11 o'clock, lasting until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Likewise, tomorrow morning, in the final portion of this four-day, five-day recollection of what happened on August 5th of 2012, a service inside the Gurdwara itself. Again, if you have not been there before, plainly a time of many people congregating, but be there or be there some other time to partake in this wonderful religion that has so much in common, as many people have commented about already, with other religions, the Christian faith, the Muslim faith, the Jewish faith, the Jain faith, the Hindu faith, Buddhist faith, people of all faiths believing in things beyond themselves, committed to things that are more important than individual agendas and focuses. That was on display last night at the vigil and also on display today as you go there. We know beyond that this congregation, these people are committed to making sure the world is a better place as a result of some testimony given by the families of some of the slain members of the faith before the United States Congress. There were changes in the way that today we record and memorialize hate crimes in this country. That was as a result of what happened in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. We know that today about half of the states of the Union, including right here in Wisconsin, have developed in various ways, implemented in various school districts around states, specific curriculums talking about Sikhism and the notion that it is among the great faiths on the face of our planet, having a greater understanding of world religion, the Sikhism faith being among them. That continues to grow. About half of the states now have established curriculums as a result of the Oak Creek event. We know as well then in Oak Creek itself, because of the wonderful work of the librarian there, a woman named Jill Lininger and her staff, there is now established the largest public collection of Sikh studies, novels, and nonfiction, music, poetry. You can go there. And again, Jill will take care of you and make certain you've got a library card. You can check out materials to explore further what Sikhism is all about. There is a library, both at the Sikh Gurdwara in Oak Creek and also an expansive library at the Oak Creek in Brookfield. The librarians there will also welcome you. They will give you materials to take with you, materials that you can have permanently as a part of your own library to understand more about this important faith. We know as well that there are an awful lot of things in the areas of housing and employment and academics that have been expanded to include understandings, the kinds of things that Joe talked about, embracing people of different immutable characteristics, different faiths, nationalities, sexual orientations, gender identities, abilities, disabilities, familial statuses, economic statuses, all kinds of things devolved and coming out of this important, even horrific event in Oak Creek of August of 2012. All of that is a result of what happened there that we recognize and think back on at this very time. We know as well that the ugly voices of hate and the terrible acts of inhumanity that have happened here in Wisconsin, in every state of our union, in every civilized country on this planet, because of what happens in places like Oak Creek, good, sensible, enlightened, responsible people respond to those, condemn those, and both inside government and outside government look to those and say by word and by deed that those are things of disaffection. Those are things of separation and hatred and anger and they are properly relegated to the dung heaps of human history because of the anger and the violence that they partake of. And it is a part of the recommissioning to go in a positive way, Chardikala, as you will learn as you go to the Sikh temple, to be positive and to embrace the good things in life, the good things that bring us all together. When you go there this afternoon, tomorrow, or at any time down the road, walk in and you will be formally greeted. You will be welcomed. You will also receive today a small hand bracelet. It is consistent with a thing called the Kara, which is an iron bracelet that many Sikhs wear, which is a reflection not only of their commitment to God, but also to things beyond themselves, to behave well, to know that there are people and things that are important beyond themselves. But you will receive today a black, small rubber arm band, if you will, a small bracelet. It has on it the words Sarbat Dabala, Sarbat Dabala, and that also comes from
the Sikh tradition of their basic scripture, which is the Guru Granth Sahib, Sarbat Dabala, meaning seeking the welfare of all, seeking the welfare of all. That is on the handbands, the wristbands that you will get as you go there today in being a part of this community that is a part of us, a part of all of us. And again, strong encouragement to do that as we acknowledge what happened in our own history and remember back and commit to do not only things that reach out to people of all faiths, but people of all immutable characteristics in our nation. It has been my great pleasure to be with you again this morning. I thank you so very much for joining me for this special session of Morning Cannolis. I invite you once again to be a part of Oak Creek, be a part of Wisconsin, be a part of our nation in acknowledging what happened 10 years ago at this time. And join us again, not next week. We're going to take 1 week off, but we're going to come back 2 weeks from today with more programs here on Morning Cannolis, addressing not only issues of law and government and civics and civil rights, human rights, but also the search for justice in America. Be with us then down the road. This is Jim Santel. Thank you for joining us here at WAUK Radio, the Shaw in Waukesha. Have a good week, have a good weekend, and we'll see you again, hear you again in 2 weeks.